Yeah, thanks, Paul. Welcome back to our coverage of this event. The leading cars just coming off the end of Stage 9, which is the first run round, the mighty Knock Al Hour between Rye and Rathmullen as the cars make their way back to service. And I suppose the headlines coming out off this stage, Callum Devine has taken a 28-second advantage at the head of the field because the visiting Matt Edwards spun his Citroen in the Knock Al Hour stage and had to reverse on three occasions to get back on the road. But Devine has taken a huge grip of this lead at the head of the field on day two of the Dual Donegal International Rally. Elsewhere in the WRC battle, Sam Moffat has edged ahead by another 3 seconds ahead of Declan Boyd. And we can't forget about Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore. We're on the back door here. Kevin Gallagher is from down this part of the country. A blistering time from Kevin Gallagher in the Darien, 9 minutes 52.3, and he was 12 seconds quicker than anybody else. The nearest man to him, of course, the other Darien of James Stafford. So in the battle of the two big races, Callum Devine has increased his lead at the head of the field, and Kevin Gallagher in the modified battle has also increased his advantage. Let's run through those times then. Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan, they were the quickest, 9 minutes 43.4 for Callum Devine, but my reckoning that's 6 fastest times now on this event. Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in the Citroen, 10 minutes 03.2, due to that spin and having to reverse on a couple of occasions to try and get back out onto the road again. Alistair Fisher had a steady time of 9 minutes 48.5. Josh Moffat had a bail and's got damage to the back of the Hyundai, 9:49.0. Marian Evans was just 0.3 of a second slower. Sam Moffat, 9:50.6. Declan Boyle, 9:53.6. Then we have Kevin Gallagher with that blistering 9:52.3 in the Darien. Gary Jennings is having a solid run, 10:01.7 for Gary Jennings. And then James Stafford sitting second in the national rally, 10 minutes 4.9, for James Stafford in the second of the Darien. As we know already today, we lost one of the contenders in the national rally, Damien Tourish and Donal McAleenan. On the opening stage, Karen Hill ended up blocking the road because they rolled their Mark II Escort down the road about halfway through that stage, which meant they held up the stage. Both Donal and driver Damien were both okay, but their rally has come to an end. Confirmation of the previous stage, Fannett, which was shortened to 8 kilometres. Confirmation from the clerk of the course, Eamon McGee, that for the rest of the day, Fannett will be run at an 8-kilometre distance and will not be doing the full 19 kilometres off Fannett Head this weekend. Two more runs, of course, to come on Fannett. And another call-out from Marshalls, if you are listening and you can help out, contact Rally Office or contact any of the officials and Marshalls on the stages. All the help, of course, is very much appreciated. Time to look at the top 10 then and how things are sitting. Callum Devine unofficially leads Matt Edwards by 27.7 seconds, just shy of 28 seconds now as they head to service back in Letterkenny. Alistair Fisher is third, 16 seconds down. Josh Moffat is now 5.3 off third place Fisher. Wrapping up the top five is Marian Evans, a further 19 adrift. Sam Moffat is sixth. Declan Boyle is seventh. The battle of the WRCs now sees Boyle trailing against Moffat there by 9.2. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore are leading the national category. It's out to about 25 seconds, if my maths is correct, by looking at the times in front of me. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in that Darien, 8th overall. They're 12 seconds ahead of Gary Jennings, but the nearest modified man to him is in 10th, James Stafford, another Darien, and you have to go back 25 seconds to him. So both Kevin Gallagher leading by 25 seconds and the rally leader Callum Devine now leading by just under 28 seconds from the head of the field. Both have made a big statement on Knock Al Hour. The crews are all heading to service. Chris Ashmore is there. He will be speaking to a number of the leading drivers back in service. It will be available in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com, and on our social media channels as well. And we'll be back to you shortly again with just a wrap-up of the top 20 on how things are panning out after the morning loop. But it's once again all about Mr. Devine. He's Callum Devine from Derry, and he's leading. He's increased his advantage here in Donegal.